I'm afraid sometimes our heart is a bit too slow.
我们不太容易体味到主的爱是何等奇妙。
And we don't always sense how wonderful the love of God is.
好不好？在我们没有打开圣经，我们分享神的话以前，让我们再有一点点祷告。
Why don't we just bow our head and pray for prayer before we open His Word?
求圣灵让我们的心能够滋润，能够温柔，让我们可以能够接受主的话。
That our heart might be moistened, that might be tenderized, so that we can receive His Word readily.
主啊，我们仰望你。
Father, we look up to you.
因为这个聚会是你安排的。
Because it's a meeting that you have arranged for us.
我们相信你是我们的主，你是我们的王。
We believe that you are our Lord and our King.
因为你的爱实在是感动了我们。
For your love indeed has touched us.
我们愿意把我们自己完全交在你的手里面。
And we want to commit ourselves fully to you.
所以求你今天晚上，让我们每一个人的心被你的爱所感动。
Father, we pray that this night, all our hearts will be touched by your love.
让你自己的话语能够在我们每一个人的心里面做你要做的工作。
And that your word would do the work that you have set out to do in our hearts.
谢谢主啊。
Thank you, Lord.
让我们今天晚上不见一人，只见耶稣。
That tonight we see none others but Jesus.
求你的灵感动听的讲的翻的。
May your spirit move those who speak, who translate, and who listen.
我相信你在我们中间。
We believe that you are in our midst.
你的仆人把他自己完全交给你。
And your servant commit himself fully to you.
相信接受你这恩膏。
And believe that he will receive the anointing.
谢谢主啊。
Thank you, Lord.
奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
今天晚上请你们翻到第六章约翰福音。
Let's turn to chapter 6 of the Gospel of John.
今天晚上我向你们保证，我不会像早晨那么讲的那么长。
I guarantee that tonight I'm not going to preach as long as I did this morning.
你知道吗？一个传道人讲的长，其中有原因的。
Well, but however, you ought to know that there's always a reason if a preacher preaches a little bit too long.
有两种传道人是讲的长的。
There are two kinds of preachers that preaches long.
刚刚出来传道的人讲的很长。
Those who just started preaching, they tend to have a long messages.
因为他怕讲的时间不够，所以很多材料在里头，也讲一长，也讲一长。
He was afraid he wasn't going to fill the time, so he prepared a lot of material.
还有一种讲长的是老的传道人。
And the second type are those who are up in age.
所以这次功夫你们请错了人，请了一个老人。
But this year you invited the wrong person, an older man.
所以讲得很长。
So he tend to be a little bit long-winded.
但是我的经验是这个样子。
But that's my experience.
我讲长是因为你不好，不是我不好。
If I preach too long, it's your fault, not mine.
因为你们听得这个样子呢，我就不能不讲下去啊。
Because if you really show your appreciation, then I can't help but just keep on going.
我们这些研究讲道的人。
Those of us who study the art of preaching.
我们发现一件事。
That's one thing we found out.
一个传道人的造就不是在神学院里面的。
And a preacher is built up not in the seminary.
实在是在教会里面的。
It's really in the church.
若是你们听到好。
And if you are good listeners,
你们能够帮助这个传道人，让他在讲道上更能进步。
Then you can help the minister to improve when he preaches.
所以你们实在是个很好的听众。
Indeed, you are a great audience.
谢谢你主，也谢谢你们。
Thank you, Lord, and thank you.
Okay, 第六章从第一节起。
Chapter 6, let's start from verse 1.
我要念到第十四节。
I'm going to read through verse 14.
我暂念中文的，你们英文圣经跟了看。
And Reverend Shen will be reading in the Chinese, so if you have English, please follow.
这是以后耶稣读到加利利海，就是提比利亚海。有许多人因为看见他在别人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。那时犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣寂寞看见许多人来，就对腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己知道，原知道要这样选。腓力回答说：“就是二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。”有一个门徒，就是西门贝德的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说：“在这里有一个孩童，带着五个大麦饼，两条鱼，这是分给这许多人，还是什么呢？”耶稣说：“你们叫众人坐下。年来那地方的草多，众人就坐下。”数目又有五千，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样。 都随着他们所要的，他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零食收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。他们便将五个大麻饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说，这正是那要来到世界的先知。照理我应该读下去，我们就到这里为止。
Now we'll stop at verse 14.
四本福音书都记载这个神迹。
All four gospels have recorded this miracle.
那一些评判圣经的人怎么讲？
And those who critique the Bible, you know what they say?
他们认为圣经记载的话都不相同。
And they feel that the Bible has recorded the different parts of the same fact differently.
不合不起来，不合嘛。
In other words, they are not harmonious.
所以为着这样的缘故，他们对圣经有很多的批评。
And that's why they have a lot of criticism of the Bible.
实际上，你凭信心去看四本福音书记载的这件事。
And indeed, if you look at this account in the four Gospels by faith,
若是你把他们排在一起，
and if you lay them out side by side,
你会发现不同的地方捕捉那些没有记载的事。
And you found out that they actually complement each other in what each other lacks.
使你对这件发生的事有一个更完整的认识。
So that you have a fuller understanding of what indeed took place.
好像今天的经文告诉我们说，这件事发生是在犹太人过逾越节的时候。
For example,
禁了过逾越节，禁了逾越节，禁了 Passover.
For example, that this is something that happened near the time of Passover.
那别的圣经就没有记载。
And it was not so recorded in the other Bibles, in the other Gospels.
我们都知道逾越节对犹太人来讲，像我们中国人的过年一样的。
We know that Passover is to Jews what the Chinese New Year is to Chinese.
他们每一个人都预备好到耶路撒冷去要过这个节期。
Everybody prepares themselves and go up to Jerusalem and to celebrate Passover there.
但是很奇怪。
And yet strangely,
那一个逾越节，人没有赶得上耶路撒冷，仍然围着耶稣要听他讲道。
At that Passover, people didn't rush to Jerusalem. They still hang around Jesus, listening to him.
所以你可以看得出来，耶稣的名声在那个时候已经到了最高峰的时候。
And you can tell from this that Jesus' fame indeed had peaked at that time, so to speak.
无论他在哪里，许多的人跟着他。
Regardless where he was, there he was a great crowd following him.
别的福音书记载耶稣那个最高峰的 ministry 有一两章圣经，或两三章圣经。
There are two or three other chapters in the gospel that recorded that when Jesus' name peaked.
但约翰福音只记载这一章。
But John only recorded this one chapter.
而且只记载这一件事。
And only recorded this particular incident.
我想这么多的人那一天听他讲到，彼得福音书告诉我们说，他讲完了以后，天已经晚了。
And according to the gospel, by the time he finished preaching, it was getting dark.
我每一次读到那里的时候，我心里就很受感动。
And every time I read that verse, my heart was touched.
哎，若是人要讲一个传道人讲的很长气，广东话是长黑啊。若是长气的话，耶稣那天讲到真是长气啊。
If there's ever a long-winded preacher, that was a long-winded one.
他一直讲到了太阳下山了。
He kept on preaching until the sun was setting.
所以我今天早晨的讲到比起来还是很短。
So in comparison, my message this morning was very short.
你知道我的心怎么样想法？
And you know what I have, what was thinking in my heart?
我说这些人真有福气啊。
I said these people are indeed blessed.
那一天坐在那个山那个地方听耶稣讲道，那个讲了那么多的道理。
And they were able to sit there on the mountainside and listen to Jesus preaching for such a long time.
你想想看，这些道理多要紧呢？
And just think how important these messages must have been.
但是奇怪，没有一个 evangelist 他能够把这些道理记载下来的，只记载这个五饼二鱼的神迹。
And yet, strange enough, no one recorded anything else except for the account of the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
换句话说，圣灵认为这一件事非常重要。
In other words, they all regarded this as a very important thing.
所以叫他们都记载下来。
And so they all had recorded it.
我也相信这些门徒们在这一件事情上感觉到了他们的影响，他们的人生太厉害，所以他们就把它记载下来。
And I believe that all the disciples, they felt that this incident had a great impact on their lives, therefore they wrote it down.
OK， 那我们先来看看这个约翰怎么记载的。
And so now let's look at John's account.
说耶稣看见这么多的人，就对腓力说：“我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？”
When Jesus looked up and saw this great crowd, and he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread for all these people to eat?
啊, 耶稣问这个问题,
Jesus asked this question.
是什么意思啊?
For what reason?
他说,我们从哪里买饼,这些人吃呢?
He said, where shall we go buy bread for all these people?
什么意思啊?
What did he mean?
为什么他这么讲啊?
Why did he ask that?
若是我们看下面,我们知道耶稣原晓得怎么办的。
And we, if we read on, we find that Jesus actually had something in mind when he asked that.
啊, 但是他要试验这个腓力。
But he was going to test Philip a little bit.
那么这几个问题的话, 就是要叫腓力说什么?
And what kind of lesson was he going to teach Philip through this asking?
啊, 为什么要把这记载在这里, 就是门徒们要学什么?
The reason it was recorded here, what is going to teach the disciples?
学什么呢?
What lesson?
我已经讲了,
well, I said that. Now it's your turn.
讲错了没有关系的。
It's okay if you get to give the wrong answer.
因为我不给你分数的，所以没什么。
I'm not giving your marks.
所以你要讲啊。那么这句话，耶稣要叫门徒们学什么？
What was Jesus going to teach the disciples?
好，然后让我再来问。
Let me ask this.
啊，耶稣要训练门徒们做什么？ 做传道人还是做生意？
What was Jesus training disciples to be? Train them to be disciples or
preachers,
business preachers or business people, businessmen.
你们讲, 啊? Oh, of course preachers, 对不对? 他是奇怪, 耶稣就问腓力说, 我们从哪里去买饼, 叫这些人吃呢?
And yet, strangely enough, he asked Philip the question, where shall we go to buy bread for these people?
你想想啊,就和传道人去买饼?
And think about that, asking a preacher to go buy bread.
如果是我们今天这个的夏令会要刘牧师刘师傅烧饭给我们吃，你们说吧。
Suppose we are going to ask Reverend Leo, Mr. Leo to cook for all of us at this conference.
我敢相信十个传道人有十一个半说，哎，你们请我来是讲道的，不是来烧饭的。
And I bet you 11 out of 10 of them would say that you asked me come here to preach, not to cook.
很奇怪，主耶稣那一天对腓力讲的这句话，说我们从哪里买饼叫他们吃。这句话有三件重要的事讲到我们的management。
And yet Jesus asked this strange question to Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people? He asked that in order to teach him three important principles in management.
好，我们今天大家都喜欢学这个东西。
And this is something that we all like to learn nowadays.
特别是你有一个 engineer degree, 在学这个怎么样 management, 哇，这个大公司请你去啊。
Suppose you already have an engineering degree and you get another MBA or something, well, your prospect will be great.
你相信不相信耶稣问的这句话有三个最要紧的原则，是讲到底怎么样这个 manage 你的 business。
Do you believe that in this question that Jesus asked, there are three important principles concerning the business management?
Okay, now, 从哪里这是什么？
From where? Now, what does that mean?
啊，什么？哦，我们慢慢讲啊。从哪里买饼叫他们吃？叫他们吃，这个是什么？
Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
吃是什么？
To eat, what does that mean?
这么多的人要吃，是个什么东西？
And the fact that so many people need to eat, what is that?
在你的 management 里面讲一件什么是要紧的事。
And what in the management terminology, what is that?
Payroll. No, it's a need.
That's a need that's been created. And from where? What does that mean in management?
Source, 对不对? 源头, 对不对?
It's about the source.
Okay. 买, 哪里去买? 买是什么?
And to buy, what does that mean?
It's method. 啊,
that's a method.
是不是? 是供应, 是怎么样? Supply.
How to supply to meet the needs.
所以三件事,
so there are three things. First, you see the need existing.
找到了源头,
and then you find a source.
怎么样可以供应?
You find out how to supply to meet the needs.
如果是你开一个公司, 你不懂得这三件事, 不到一个礼拜你就关门。
If you start a business without knowing these three principles, your doors will be closed in less than a week. When I first come to this place, I thought it was strange. And Jesus, instead of teaching the kingdom principles, he was talking about bread and butter. Isn't that strange? I can tell you one thing. The evangelical church has one misconception.
我们太注重这个属灵这个 term.
We're so concerned about the spiritual terms. And we draw lines that these are the spiritual things, the other are carnal things. And the ministers, they only take care of the spiritual things. And as a layman, we take care of the worldly or carnal things.
很奇怪, 主耶稣基督那一天讲的不是属灵的道理, 那天讲的是属实的道理, 是奇怪不奇怪?
What Jesus was teaching that day was not spiritual principles or message, it was a so-called worldly principle.
我会向你挑战,
and I can challenge you.
整本的圣经实际上75%都是讲到我们在地上怎么生活的。
75% of the Bible talks about how we deal with this life on earth.
神并没有叫我们在地上做天使。
God didn't call us to be angels on earth. He wants us to live as men on earth. And yet sometimes we were so spiritual, we look feel like angels. So we become very casual or callous about other people's needs or hurt because all day long we're just praising God. And that's why we were not able to bring the people to the Lord.
人对我们基督徒的看法是认为什么呢? 是道貌岸然, 脸是严肃, 一天到晚不生不笑。
And the impression we give to most of non-Christian is that we always show a long face, very serious about our business.
你们基督徒的女的呢,应该把头发竖起来,别说那么一个东西。
And all the Christian women, they have a hair comb into a bun.
很多人对我们有很多的误会啊。
A lot of people have a lot of a misunderstanding about us.
实际上主在这里教导这件事，是教导门徒们怎么样来办这件事情。
But Jesus is trying to teach the disciples how to handle this matter.
He
already had in mind what he was going to do. And he was training his disciples on how to deal with this matter. Here's a need. Where do you find a source? And how do you supply the needs? It's a very important matter. As a matter of fact, whether you're at home or in your office or in the church, we can't help but learn how to manage these things. A good Christian is also a good steward, a good manager. Not only his personal property, his ability, his time, his own life. Whether he's a good manager, it makes a tremendous difference. Within the same time frame,
24小时,
within the 24 hours,
有人成就得了加倍,
some they can double the accomplishment, others have nothing to show.
在我们自己的金钱的生活上,
and on our monetary management, you don't know how to.
我们家里有一个需要,
if there's a need in our home, we don't know how to handle it.
那么教会有需要,
the church has a need. We don't know how to manage that need. May God help us.
这些经文不是单单是说永生天国将来的事。
The scripture is not teaching us just about the future, the heaven, and the kingdom of God.
主耶稣在这讲到现在,
Jesus talked about now. Right now, there's a need. All these people are hungry. Wait,
你从哪里去买饼,
where do you buy bread for them?
神师母最不喜欢我讲这个事，不过我不能不做这个见证，不能不告诉你们。
There's something that my wife really doesn't like me to talk about, but I can't help but to give it this testimony.
你们常常问我说你有几个孩子，我说有四个。
Sometimes you ask me how many kids you have, I have four.
实际上这个是 not really true.
And actually that's not the whole truth.
有的时候我家里有30多个。
Sometimes I have over 30 in my home.
你们怎么不问的？
Nobody asked a question.
我有一次在一个 Caucasian 的教会里面讲到他们问我这个问题，我说那个时候我正好家里有30多个孩子。
One time at a Caucasian church, someone asked a question. I said, right now I have about over 30 kids in my home.
有一个美国女太太坐在前面，一听见我讲了以后，他们说 poor wife.
And an American lady sitting in front row, she heard that She burst out and said, poor wife. And she thought that all, they were all given birth by my wife. She likes to, she enjoys raising up kids that are not really ours. And therefore, when we buy rice, we buy in quantity. You know, in Taiwan, when the kids go to school, they have to take care of their own toilet paper. And I don't tell you, when we buy toilet paper, we don't buy them in cases, we don't buy them in truckloads. And one time we bought a lot of rice and I put it in the back of the car. I was driving. And there's an elder of a Japanese church. He saw me on the road. He asked me, what are you doing? Look at all the rice in my car. He said, you are a preacher and you do something like that? This is not spiritual. And that's a man's idea. Is it a spiritual thing that Jesus was asking Philip to do? Tell me. Is it spiritual or not? Is it spiritual? I know you don't dare to give the answer. But we all know in our hearts that Jesus was teaching them in such a way so that the disciples not only know about the things of the heavens, things of the eternal life, but also know how to manage things on earth. But in John's account, we read that Jesus was teaching Philip. Why Philip and nobody else?
我可以告诉你, Philip, 在我的想象中, Philip is a square man, 是一个方方正正的人。
And I tell you, in my belief, Philip is a very square man.
他是一个 man without dream. 他不是一个做梦的人。
He's not a dreamer type.
是主耶稣基督问他，是因为他是一个非常讲实际的。
Jesus asked him because he is a very pragmatic man.
为什么呢？你听他的回答就晓得了。
Just listen to his response. Philip answered him, even 8 months' wages would not have buy enough bread.
我现在请问你,
now, let me ask you, did this answer jive with Jesus' question?
耶稣说,
Jesus said, where shall we buy bread? For these people to eat.
他说二十两银子的饼给他们吃个人吃一点也是不够的。
And he said even 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for them.
这个二十两银子在真正的英文是二百个 denarii, 就是200个一天的工价。
And that's a 200, in those days, a denarii is about a day's wage. That's like a 200 day's wage.
他说就有那么多的工价买一点买饼呢，叫他们个人吃的也不够这么一点点。
Even if we spend that much money on bread, we'll not have fed these many people.
但是从他的口气，你听得出来，连二十两银子都没带。
From his tone, you could tell that they didn't have that much money.
所以你看见吗？耶稣问的问题，他注意的是什么？
And you know, after he heard of Jesus' question, all he thought about was dollar signs. And Jesus asked, where shall we buy? And he said, you don't have money, where are you gonna buy? What are you talking about? So you can tell what kind of person Philip was. And Jesus was aiming at him. And that's the way Jesus was teaching his disciples. When I read the Bible, I like to put myself in their shoes. And I said, if I were the Lord on that day, and I heard Philip's answer, I'd have to run his head off. How dare him answer me that way, that even 200 denarii bread would not have been enough. Did Jesus scold him? Did Jesus? He did not. It's something we really need to learn.
是的, 我们在团体里面, 各式各样的人都有的。
In our fellowship, we have all kinds of people.
在教会里更是如此了。
And even more so in the church.
对不对?
Right?
我做牧师这么多年, 我最怕教会开会。
And throughout all my career in the churches, one thing I dread the most is
meetings.
Deacons meeting.
Board meeting.
Or at board meetings.
哇呀，你要晓得开那个教会那个 board meeting 啊，开上去总不要5个钟头下不了台的。
And you won't be able to get out in less than 5 hours once you start a board meeting.
若是教会个马桶坏掉了，哦，要商量3个小时。
And if a water closet broke down at the church, it would take 3 hours of decision making.
有人们主张修，有人们主张买。 哇呀,
some said we fix it. No, yeah, we buy, we replace it.
哇，有的人呐，就是要一定要这样做的啊！你在这个 my way or no way.
And people have their own ways and said otherwise, no way.
所以我对教会的弟兄姊妹讲,
so I say to brothers and sisters,
你们给我 final say, 我不来开会。
You just tell me what you decide, I'm not coming.
若是你们不合圣经，我跟你们讲。
If it's not biblical, I'll tell you.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我在那里听听听的，我头发都会翘起来的。
Because while I was sitting there, my hair really stood up.
但是每一种每一件事情，在教会里一谈到什么工作，马上就想到钱。
Every time we mention something or some need, immediately the question of money popped up.
有的人不讲，他是终其终有的人的钱在哪里来啊？
There's always a question, where does the money gonna come from?
所有的那个 vision, 那个 dream 全部都完了。
And there goes the vision and dream.
够了，这样的弟兄一句话就把整个的会场。
That one question will wipe out all these.
为什么你钱呢？
Why money?
你这个话对不对呢？
Is it right?
你们说对不对？ 你看看，难怪主耶稣讲这个道理啊！No
wonder Jesus gave this message.
真的，我们真是每一个人都是这样子的。
We all like that.
不一定教会，你家里也是一样的。Not
just the church, our family is the same way.
哇，你看见孩子都长大了。The
two kids are growing up.
哈，应该开车了。Should
be time to drive.
马上对你太太讲，哎呀，我们应该把我的车子给儿子，我们两个去买个新车。And
he said, your wife said, well, I want to pass on my car to my son, and we should buy a new car.
哈，这个你已经有了新车了，又轮到我了。
You already have your new car, it's my turn now.
对不对？新车总是太太开的。
Right? The wife always gets the first new car.
但是一讲到这个事，马上太太说，钱哪里来啊？
And she followed with the question,
是不是?
Where's the money going to come from?
本来这个先生很有兴趣，因为他已经studied 2 weeks. What kind of car he's going to buy? 还是说钱从哪里来啊？
The husband was all psyched up because he'd been studying the papers for 2 weeks, what kind of car he's going to buy, but that question immediately cooled him off. You know why I have such interest in the Bible? Because I believe the Bible has described the human nature so vividly. So it's not something the far distance. It's not just something that happened in the history. It's now and right here. And something that concerns me. Was it the right question? According to the world standard, yes. And yet, from the spiritual standard, it might not have been the right question.
换句话说,
in other words, we're going to take care of a need. And if we start from the consideration of money, then we have started off on the wrong foot. It's so clear in this teaching. Very, very clear. And therefore, when we are handling God's business, or we are living in the Lord, money is not the first consideration.
有几位都是从西雅图教会来的，今天这里有几位，有一两位。
Today we have a couple of people here from Seattle.
我们西雅图教会有一个手信旺起来了。我 growing big.
And the church in Seattle was growing.
我们的老的这个 building 呢是40,000块钱买来的。
We bought an old building for $40,000.
我们没有 parking lot.
Without a parking lot.
我们所有的这个小孩子活动都在我们的地底下。
And all the children activity took place in our basement.
那么人太多了，这个房子靠不住，一压下去，我们孩子都要出毛病了。
Too many people, house is too old, and if something happened, the floor caved in, so goes the kids.
而且我们没有小孩子没地方玩，在街上玩很危险，车子来了又出事，很危险。
And if the kids have no place to play, they play outside, it's dangerous.
我告诉你，实在的见证。
And I tell you a true testimony.
我在台上坐着呢，看见人进来。
I was sitting on the pulpit and watching people walking in.
没有地方坐。
Have no place to sit.
靠着墙站。
They're standing, lining up the wall.
坐在那个讲台的这个 step 上。
And sitting on the step of the platform.
我真的在神面前说，神啊，够了够了，不要再来了。
And I was tempted to say to God, I said, Lord, that's enough, no more.
这真是我的祷告。
That was my true feeling.
真是担心这个楼会掉下去。
I was fearing that the floor may cave in, collapse.
所以我提议要买教会，我这造教会，造礼拜。
So, I proposed that we would build a new church.
头一个反应。
First response.
马上说，哼，你要买教会造教会啊？买了造了以后，叫我们的子孙来还债。
And someone said, well, yeah, you want to build a new church, buy a new church, and then our kids and the grandchildren, they pay off the debt.
哇，为什么呢？要借钱吗 ？Mortgage 吗？不是叫他们三十年下来，不是叫他们生还
呢？ Why? Oh, because you're going to take out a mortgage, 30-year loan, right?
那我要对刘牧师讲啊，我年纪大一点，老人是老话，人不对我讲，我知道不听见。
And well, let me tell Reverend Liu this, as it seems I'm a little bit senior to him. If they don't talk to you directly, I didn't hear.
So, 他甚至我听见告诉我不算数。
And even my wife told me that didn't matter.
啊，后来有一天我发现有一个礼拜堂要卖。
All of a sudden, I found out one day the one church was up for sale.
我一看正合适。
And look at it, just the right kind.
有470个座位。
Has 470 seats.
这个完全装备的这个地下室。
Completely furnished basement.
非常好的 kitchen。
Beautiful kitchen.
还有一个 educational building.
And what, including one education building.And a guest house,
是要45万块美金
$450,000.
那个是差不多十几年前的事了。
That was like 15 years ago. So,
这个我觉得很高兴。
I was so happy.
我回来就对弟兄姊妹讲。
And I came back to the brothers and sisters.
你晓得怎么办
？And you know what?
报告了以后，头一个礼拜天。
And we made the announcement the first Sunday.
我讲完了道以后。
After the message.
每一个人发一张纸。
I passed out a piece of paper to everyone.
就说告诉他们有这个需要。
And we told them that there's such a need.
我到处去找银行借钱，不借个中国教会。
And I have talked to all the banks. No one was willing to make a loan to a Chinese church.
有一个中国银行对我讲，若是你们付了25万，其余的钱我们借给你。
And one Chinese bank said, if you can put down $250,000, we'll loan you the rest.
我们的 budget 里面只有15,000块钱。
And we have only $15,000 in our account.
我去报告以后
，And made the announcement.
我带他们做祷告。
I led them in prayer.
叫他们站起来。
I said, get on your feet.
带他们做祷告。
We start praying.
做祷告以后，叫他们写上数字。
And then we pray, after we pray, we give out these numbers.
不要写名字。
And don't put a name.
只写数字。
Just put down a number.
以后就收回来。
And then we collect them.
我告诉你啊。
Let me tell you.
你猜猜头一天。
The first day.
这个 cash offering 多少钱？
You know how much cash offering we received?
你猜多少钱？
Take a guess.
啊？没有啊。
No, not close to $250,000.
No. 17万多一点的现金。
170-some thousand in cash.
现金啊。
All cash.
在一个月之内。
And within 1 month.
我们就25万全部有了。
We had all 250,000.
在我的经历里头。
In my experience.
若是你真的实行神的旨意。
If you're truly carrying on God's will.
真的办神的事。
You're doing God's business.
无论是教会我个人的
whether it's the church or the personal
我从来没缺少过金钱
I've never lacked money
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Amen, amen.
You say amen
要不要听个个人见证
You want to hear a personal testimony
好我眼睛拿下来时间看不见叫我
唱 You know why I took my glasses off so I wouldn't see the clock
OK 来您不怪我啊我还是看不见我要这样看才看得见我们那一个时代的奉献 做全世界的工人都是高中毕业以后才做这个事
In my days those who dedicate themselves to full-time ministry usually they are high school graduates
很少就是很少很少的大学毕业来走上
Very seldom did you see a college graduate
但我的心里面总觉得我要受好的教育因为我要做个好的传道人
And indeed in my heart I always felt that I should get better education so that I could be a better preacher
我也在美国 有一个大学叫 Goshen College
And there's a college in the United States called Goshen College
就是在 Pennsylvania
In Pennsylvania
他给我一个奖学金要来
And they gave me a scholarship
你们知道 Goshen S-H-E-N
You know, that word spells G-O-S-H-E-N.
我拿到这个，我不晓得了。我拿到这个奖学金，我对太太说，你看，够劲。
And when I received the scholarship offer, I showed to my wife, said, look, say, go, Shen.
但是我有了。
I didn't come, though.
因为我那个时候服侍在这个教会的团契的主，这个领头的人不让我来。他说你要在这里工作。
Because the leader of this fellowship that I was working in didn't let me go. He said, you had to serve here. We need you.
我又做了五年的时间。
So I worked there 5 years.
那感谢上帝。
But thank God.
到了第五年以后，我有机会到美国来。
At the end of 5 years, I had the option to come to the States.
这个教会的领袖对我说，你去坐飞机去，钱要人家给你安排好，哪里有奖学金。
And the church leader said, go, the airplane ticket, the scholarships, they're all ready for you.
我高兴得不得了。
I was so rejoiced.
我祷告。
I prayed.
觉得这个是神的旨意要我去。
And I felt that indeed that was God's will to go.And so did my wife's
will.
So I was reporting to the church in Taiwan that I was going to the United States.
There
are one condition.
He said,
you have to come to Hong Kong and help us start a ministry, and in 1 month you'll be able to go. So I went to Hong Kong, started a new church. Time's up. I was ready to leave. He asked me to go check out the airfare.
那个时候 1949 这个飞机票到美国来从香港到美国来价钱是$725
In 1949 the airfare from Hong Kong to the United States was like $745
$725 哇这个数目是 cost of a fortune
in those days it was a fortune
但我想人家已经给我飞机票我觉得 很放心啊
Well, I thought that sure someone had already planned at this in their plan, so I didn't worry about it. I told the church leader. He said, "What? $725? That man only gave you
$500."
I said, "What happened to the rest of the
$225?"
And the leader said, "I don't know."
If
he didn't know, how would I know? Problem. And I could not return to Taiwan at that time. Because I told them the Lord was leading me. And how can I now go back and say, well, I'm short of $225. I didn't go. And I couldn't borrow money. Because my generation of the preachers, we didn't have the habit of borrowing money. Did I come to the States?
我来了。
I did come.
我坐了这个 PAA 的飞机。
I flew PAA.
啊，那个是两层楼的。
It was had an upper deck and lower deck.
很舒服的。
It was very comfortable.
可以躺下来，还有一个 curtain， 你可以穿睡觉衣服在里面睡觉。
Had it is furnished with recliners, even had a curtain, privacy curtain, so you can dress in the pajamas and then go to bed there.
你猜我怎么来的
？You know how I came?
要不要听怎么来的
？You know how I came? I did it.
要不要听？
You want to hear?
你坐牢啊
Now sit still.
哎呀，坐牢啊！我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
忽然间，我接到这个 PAA 的公司一个电话。
I received a call from PAA airline.
啊，你不是订了票子吗
？He said, "Didn't you book an airplane ticket?"
一个礼拜就要走了吗
？And ready to depart in 1 week.
若是你要买便宜飞机票，你赶快来。
He said, "If you want to buy a discount of airfare ticket." Come right now.
不是为什么呢
I said, why?
他说这个英镑跌价
He said the English pounds was depreciating.
啊，但是呢，我们的票子还没有调整
But we have not adjusted our airfare ticket.
总公司的命令还没有来
We have not received the order from the headquarters yet.
所以现在你赶快来买这个便宜的票子
So if you want to buy cheap, come immediately.
付这个香港钱买便宜票子
And pay for just for a discount fee.
我就问他，我说那合起美金大概多少钱呢
？I said, how much in terms of the U.S. dollars would that be?
他说大概是$500。
He said about $500.
哇！我把电话一放下，我就对那个领袖说，哎，把钱给我。
And put the phone down. I said to the church leader, let me have the money right now.
做什么
？What?
我说你不管吗？你只给我$500。
He said, don't worry about it. Just give me the money.
我拿了以后，我就付了飞机票。
With that money, I pay for the airfare.
我告诉你啊,
and I tell you this.
我还有10块钱留在口袋里，飞到旧金山。
I had $10 in my pocket when I flew to San Francisco.
但当我在空中的时候,
when I was up in the air,
我从来没坐过飞机，那第一次。
That's my first time in the air flying.
我看见那个云彩的漂亮。
And I saw the beauty of the clouds.
啊，你知道我当时的时候，我正在写信给我的太太。
I was writing a letter to my wife at that time.
我要给她一个 surprise.
I want to surprise her.
我想写好了在美国寄给她。
I want to write it and then send it and mail it. And when I get to the States,
我告诉她我怎么能够500块钱到美国来的。
And I told her how I was able to make it for $500.
我说我应该谢谢丘吉尔，他的决定这个 drop 这个 money value 不早不迟，就在这个礼拜，我要谢谢他。
I said I need to thank Churchill for depreciating the pounds right at the right time.
但就在写到那个时候，我看见那个云海很漂亮。
But right at the moment, I saw the beautiful clouds outside.
在我的心灵里头
，and deep in my heart,
似乎我好像看到了这个 heavenly court.
And as if I was witnessing or seeing the heavenly court,
我知道我的父坐在宝座上。
I know that my father was on his throne.
君王的心在他的手中，如同沟中的水，任意往来。
I saw that the hearts of the emperor, the rulers, are in his hearts.
是，这是他规定的。
And everything was by his decree.
我感谢他。
I thanked him.
因为他听了我的祷告。
Because he heard my prayer.
所以当时的时候，我真是看见那个情形，写到那个地方，我在流眼泪。
And right at the moment when I was writing, my tears was
dropping.
And the guy sitting next to me, he was a student.
他就问我,
he asked me,
你哭什么?
What are you crying about?
啊, 还没有到美国就想家了。
I said, we are not there yet. And you're homesick already?
我就告诉他这个故事。
So I told him the story.
他也是个基督徒。
He was a Christian.
我告诉他的时候,
when I was telling him,
我哭他也哭。
I cried, and he cried with me.
那我们两个一起哭了。
So we shed our tears together.
因为我们成了好朋友。
And we became good friends.
因为我们同样到 Oregon State 去读书。
Because we both went to Oregon State.
感谢赞美主。
Thank God.
在我个人的经验里面也是一样。
And in my personal experience,
弟兄姊妹们，你们个人的生活，你们教会的情形，你们办任何神的事，若是你以金钱为首要考虑的话，常常会做错落的。
These brothers and sisters,whether it's your personal business, with your church business, whether it's any other God's business, if money became the first consideration, oftentimes that's a wrong sign.
那么当腓力这么讲的时候，
and when Philip answered that way,
就是20两银子的饼分给他们吃也不够这一点点。
Is that even the 200 denarii wouldn't have buy enough bread for all these people?
你们知道这个口气不好哎。
That was a very nice way to respond. Very, very poor.
但是就在他一讲完的时候。门徒中间有一个真好的弟兄，叫做安德烈。
But right at that moment, another of his disciples' name's Andrew.
他晓得这个腓力讲的话讲的不对。
And of course, he realized that Philip really didn't answer in the best way.
这是一个好弟兄啊。
This is a good brother.
我说我将来到天堂上看见他，我要抱抱他。
He said, when I go to heaven one day, I want to hug him.
他马上 step in 啊，就马上就说、是，主啊，这里有一个小孩子。有五个大麻饼，两条小鱼，这是分给怎么多人，这算什么？
After he heard that, what Philip said, Andrew spoke up. He said, "Well, Lord, here's 5 barley loaves and 2 fish that a little boy had brought us."
我现在请问你，他的答复比腓力的答复好是坏？
And let me ask you, was his answer better or worse than Philip's?
啊，好不好？好在哪里？讲给我听。
Why was it better?
啊，好处可好在哪里呢？好在哪里？哦，你们很聪明啊。
He found a source.
说在这里。
Source is right here.
在这里怎么样？一个大财主。
Here is a wealthy man.
他的仓库里面装满了面包。
His warehouse is filled with bread.
啊？
Right?
啊？
Is that right? No?
那么什么？在这里怎么样？
Here's what?
啊？一个小孩子。
Here's a boy.
弟兄姊妹们啊，你们晓得耶稣在哪里有这个 source？ 他说在这里。
And when Jesus asked, "Where can we find a source?" He said, "Right here, Lord."
我现在请问你，你们在祷告的时候，求神来供应你们的时候，你们说这个供应是从天上来的，还是地上来的？
Let me ask you, when you ask God for his supply, is he going to supply from heaven or from earth?
上帝啊，求你打开天上的窗户，赐给我们，阿门，对不对？
And said, Lord, please open up the heavenly windows and amen.
我请问你个 source、right? 在上面的，在下面的。
And ask for source from above or from the earth, from the world.
当安德烈说在这里，在这里这三个字一讲出来，几个门徒有没有搞错啊？
And I bet you Jesus, as soon as he heard Andrew said, "Here is a boy." And he would have asked him, "Are you sure?"
啊，对不对？如果你们造一个礼拜堂，
If you're going to build a church building,
忽然有个人说，这里一个小孩子有五块美金。
And he said, here's a boy with $5.
你们怎么说？
What would you have said?
啊，你们会说，我们中国人客气的，好好好好好，谢谢，您放下放下。
And showing the courtesy of Chinese, and you say, oh yeah, thank you.
是不是呢？我们常有一个观念，认为一切的事都在天上。
We have a concept that everything comes from heaven.
No, 神就是神做的 ，source 在人中间的。
Miracles is performed by God, but the source are among man.
这是很要紧的一件事。
It's very important.
如果是你们教会的弟兄姊妹不成为神工作的 source, 我告诉你，这个天国永远建立不起来。
And unless your brother and sister become the sources in God's hands, the kingdom of heaven will never be built.
这是奇怪的，就在这里啊。
But that's what's so strange about it. Here's a little boy.
五个大麻饼
Five barley loaves.
按照那个时候的背景，五个大麻饼是个小孩子吃的东西。
And in those days, that's just about a lunch for a small boy.
两条鱼
Two small fish.
在 Greek 是中文说两条鱼，在英文是小鱼，两条小鱼。我们上海人说两条毛鱼。
In Chinese, it's just two fish, but in the original language, it's really two very small fish.
Ah, 你想起来这么一点点，那个分给人还有什么，还不怎么够呢
？How?
告诉你啊
，Let me tell you，
在十二个门徒中间最会讲、最敢讲话的就是彼得。
Among the 12, Peter was the one that's most outspoken.
但是我告诉你，这个彼得是最聪明、最要紧的，他就不讲话。
And yet Peter, when he was smartest, that he didn't open his mouth at that time.
但我告诉你，这个安德烈是非常好的一个弟兄。
But Andrew was a wonderful brother.
在这个环境之下，怎么要办理这件事？怎么来处理一个属灵的事？怎么在处理神国的事？他讲的真好。
He said the right thing. He handled this the matter, which is a worldly matter, and yes, also a kingdom matter, beautifully.
但是呢，你可以看得出来，他还是有疑问。
And yet you can still tell that he had a little bit doubt in his mind. He said, we have the source, five loaves and two fish. And yes, I know, Lord, you want us to pass them out to the people. I will do that. But how is that going to be enough for everyone?
Workable or not workable?
Is it a workable solution in man's eyes?
Workable or workable?
Is it workable?
No! 好，你看主耶稣怎么进来，这第三个人。
And you know how Jesus brought the third person in.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶稣说
Jesus said,
你们大家聚集在一起，我们开禁食祷告会。
And said, let's get together, we'll fast and pray.
怎么样啊？耶稣做了一件很奇怪的事啊。
But Jesus did something strange.
他对他们说，叫众人坐下。
He said, have the people sit down.
那个地方草很多。
Because there's a lot of grass in that area.
耶稣要叫你坐下的地方一定不是石头地，你放心。
And if Jesus wanted to sit down, it must not be on hard,
rocky place. 有草的他叫你坐下。
You want to sit on the grass.
耶稣叫他们坐下。
He said, sit down.
我请问你，若是你是门徒中间一个，你叫他们坐不坐下来？
If you were one of the disciples, let me ask you, would you have followed Jesus' instruction?
好，让我这么讲吧。
Let me put it another way.
我们到你家里来做客人。
Suppose we come to be guests to your house.
是正好吃晚饭的时候到了。
And about the time for dinner.
那你的冰箱里什么东西？啥子东西都没得。
And you have an empty refrigerator.
我请问你，你能不能说什么事啊？弟兄啊，你们坐下吧，坐在台上坐下。
Would you have asked to say, "Oh, brothers, let's sit down at the table"?
你坐不坐
？How would you have said?
若是你的先生叫我们坐下，你怎么说
？If your husband asked to sit down, what would you have said?
你摸摸先生的头。又没发烧啊
！You would just reach out to touch your husband's forehead. Was he running fever?
主要叫他们坐下。
And the Lord said, "Have them sit down."
你懂了吗
？Do you understand?
这是很要紧的功课啊。
This is an important lesson.
但我世界上能不能坐下？一定不坐下的，对不对？总没有打发他们走了。哎呀，看看那个表时间，哎，不对嘞，7:30嘞。
If you realize you have no food in your pantry,
对啊、
you will say, well, let's get the people out, you know, get rid of them.
提醒这些人赶快走了，7:30了。
It's about 7:30, dinner time.
主要叫他们坐下。
But the Lord said, have them sit down.
真的，若是我是中间的一个人，我主啊，你有没有毛病啊？有没有发高烧？
If I had been one of them, I would have touched Jesus more.
没有东西叫他们坐下干什么？
I said, are you a little bit crazy? You want to have them sit down for what?
他们坐下没有？
Did they sit down?
他们坐下没有？
Did they sit down?
你看见什么东西？
And what did you see? What did you see happen?
住在那里教导他们什么?
What was Jesus teaching them?
你觉得不够吗?
You feel that there was
not enough?
Just five loaves and two fish? Just a little bit? But the Lord said, have the people sit down. Did he produce or multiply the bread and the fish first? Or did he have the people sit down first? What was that? What was Jesus teaching them? What lesson was that? Faith.
信心,
faith.
弟兄姊妹,
let me cry out to you this time.
信心是你世界上了不起的一个宝贝。
Faith is the most precious thing you ever have on earth. And it will accomplish things that man cannot accomplish. How can you feed so many thousands with five loaves and two fish? But when you help people sit down by faith,
哇,这世界上人从来没人做过的。
Something that no one in the world has ever done.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们到教会里来。
Dear brothers and sisters, when you come to the church,
最要紧的一件事,
the most important thing,
追求信心增长,
and that's to seek to grow in faith.
一个人在信心上富足的人, 那个才是真正富足的人。
One who is rich in faith is indeed rich.
听懂我这话吧?
Do you hear me? That's
一个人在信心中富足的人是世界上最富足的人。
A person who is rich in faith is a really rich person.
我请问你,
let me ask
我们的天父,
our Heavenly Father,
他有多少东西啊?
How much does he possess?
千山的羊是你,万山的羊是他的,千山的牛是他的。
The sheep on 1,000 hills and the herds and the cows cattle on 10,000 hills, they all belong to him. There's nothing lacking in him. If you know that he can,
他能,
he indeed can.
He is able.
If you know that he is able, then he can do anything.
Praise the Lord. 你知道内地会怎么开始的?
You know how the China Inland Mission started?
你知道内地会怎么开始的?
You know how it started?
戴德森跪在中国的地图上祷告。
Hudson Taylor, he knelt by the map of China and prayed.
把他所有的财产, 17个英镑, 存在银行里, China Inland Mission.
He had put all his fortune, about 10 to 15 pounds, in the bank account and said, started China Inland Mission.
这是神经病。
And that's craziness.
对不对啊?
Right?
但是最多的时候养了1000多个宣教士。
But at the peak, they had over 1,000 missionaries.
感谢赞美主啊。
We thank God and praise Him.
弟兄姊妹们, 神主耶稣在那里教训他们一个非常要紧的道理。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus is teaching them very important principle here.
信心是我们主要的一样东西。
Faith is vital.
信心是成就任何一件事最重要的东西。
And faith is what it takes to accomplish anything you want to accomplish.
我现在请问你,
let me ask you,
你的婚姻怎么开始的?
How did your marriage start?
告诉我你怎么开始的?
Tell me, how did you start it?
信心吗?
By faith.
你不相信这个男孩子靠得住你嫁给嫁不嫁?
If you didn't think that this guy was trustworthy, would you have married him?
如果你嫁给他, 我告诉你, 你要到青山烟去了。
And if you did, you probably go to asylum.
我请问你, 你读书, 你接受那些基本的知识, 哪里来的?
And we go to school and you're educated through all these basic knowledge.
你怎么知道一加一等于二啊?
How do you know one and one makes two?
有的是一加一等于零, 你知道不知道?
Sometimes one and one makes zero, do you know that?
没有这件事啊。
No such thing.
我告诉你啊,
let me tell you.
有的是一加一等于一吗还是一啊?
Sometimes one and one makes one.
男的加上女的还是等于一吗?
A man and a woman is still
对不对啊?
One, right? And two shall become one.
所以, no, oh, yeah, 我们知道, 一加一等于二, 你怎么知道的?
Yes, we always say one and one makes two. How did you know that?
老师告诉你的,
teacher told me.
你怎么知道他, 告诉你是对的?
How do you know he told you the right thing?
你晓得他是先生?
He was a teacher.
啊, 他讲的没有错的。
He could have been wrong.
哇, 我的女孩子,
my girls.
没有到美国来以前在台湾学英文。
They studied English when before they came to the States.
对不起啊, 我讲的话不是讥笑, 是真的是啊。
And this is a true thing, not laughing at it.
台湾那个时候叫英文好像唱歌一样的, this is a boy, that is a girl, 啊, 在上面这么唱的啊。
And they learn English almost by singing.
啊, 那么那个中国人那个L 懂R不容易分的。
And the Chinese, it's hard to differentiate between L's and R's.
所以我要告诉我的女孩子说, no, it's a L, it's a girl. 她, a girl. 她说不对, no, 先生搞我的。 You see? 我爸爸讲的话就搞不住先生的很对的。
If I ever try to correct my daughter, I said, no, this is not the way to pronounce it. And she said, no, the teacher says so.
我请问你, 你来的时候你怎么敢坐在这个凳子上呢?
When it came, How did you make the decision to sit there on the chair?
你相信这个凳子是好的公司造的，所以你坐上去不会倒下来。
You believe the chair was a good product that will hold you up.
如果这个凳子是我做的，你敢不敢坐？
If I had built a chair, would you have sat on it?
你听你个人说啊，不靠我怎么站起来吧，对不对？没信心啊。
May you may have lost your faith in me. 任
何一件事的 start or finish 是完全靠着信心的。
Everything starts and finish by faith.
所以在这里主教导这个功课很要紧。
And that's a vital lesson that Jesus was teaching them.
当这个安德烈说分这件事，这是主要教导门徒们第二个要紧的事。
And when Andrew said that we can pass this out to the people, that was a good beginning.
因为我们的生命神给我们不是叫我们单单享受的，叫我们分给人的。
Because God did not give us the life so that we may enjoy it ourselves, but to share with others.
但是从我们堕落以后，人就拼命地往里面抓抓。我们人堕落以后 ，after fallen, we always grasp this and that.In the whole life, 我们要这个要那个，要这个要那个，要这个要那个。
But after the fall, man, he started grabbing things. You know, I want this, I want that.
但是犹太人的拉比很聪明哎。
But the Jewish rabbi, they're smart.
他说啊，生的时候都是这样的，那死的时候都这样子的。
He said, we come like this, and we go like this.
我们中国的四川人更聪明啊。
And the Sichuan people in Chinese even smarter.
他说两脚一伸，两脚一撑，两手一伸，你也带不到半身。
Okay, forgive you.
哇，你可以看得出来啊，神不是要叫我们在地上得了完全自己享受，要我们分的。
God didn't want us to hoard all this for our own enjoyment, but to share.
神赐福给亚伯拉罕。
God blessed Abraham.
但是神说，万族因着你得福。
But he said, nations shall be blessed through you.
神叫摩西受了一埃及过一切的学问。
Jesus, I mean, God allowed Moses to learn all the education in the land of Egypt.
而且在埃及过享受这样的生活。
And to enjoy such a royal life.
神不是为着他自己享受。
Not for his own sake.
那是要叫他分给别人的。
But that he might be able to share with others.
所以他就成了以色列的领袖。
And he became the leader of the Israelites.
神用着他把律法赐给他们。
And through them, through him, God gave him the law.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，在圣经里面从头到底。
Oh, from the beginning to the end of the Bible.
我们基督徒在地上最要紧的功课， life is giving.
The most important for Christians to learn is life is to give.
英文有一个很小的诗说， loving is giving, giving is living, living is God.我们一定的爱是给的，给才是个生活，活才是真正神。所以真的神要我们要给。
So God wants us to give.
要我们分。
And wants to share.
弟兄姊妹们，神把这个恩典给你。
God gave you the grace.
在美国受那么好的教育。
To receive such great education in the United States.
不是单单让你享受这个好处。
Not just for you to enjoy the benefits.
只要用你这个东西来分给别人家。
But he wants to use you to give the good things out.
好，现在我就问你一件事。
Now let me ask you this question.
分的不是没有了吗？
If we give away, then we have nothing for ourselves, right?
这就是为什么有个人就不肯分呢？
And that's why people hesitate to give.
我从前身体很不好。以前呢，我的身体很不好。
And my health was very poor before.
所以我读圣经的时候，不能听见声音，有吵的声音。
And that's why when I study, I couldn't let other things distract me.
然后我那个时候，我一个儿子，一个女儿。
That time I had a son and a daughter.
都很小。
But they're both young.
我的太太要 keep 他们quiet, 安静啊，就一个人给点糖，一个人给点饼干。
And in order to keep them quiet, my wife would give them one of them some candy, the other one some biscuits.
那小孩子不懂事啊。
And the kids didn't know any better.
就拿了饼干，拿了他妈妈的，就到我的书房门口了。
And so they took the candy and the cookies whatever, and they came to my study.
就坐在地上。
Sit on the floor.
那个姐姐呢，她就拿着饼干，她想吃糖，说弟弟啊，你跟我糖吃，我就给你饼干吃。
And my daughter said to my son, said, well, I have a candy. If you give me some of your candy, I'll give you some of my cookies.
我这个儿子也不笨。
And my son wasn't a dummy.
他说你给我饼干，我就给你糖。
He said, "You give me your cookie, and I give you my candy."
我听他们两个怎么讲，我就不读圣经，我就看到底给不给啊。
And when I was heard that, I started reading, studying my Bible, and I was observing them, see whether they indeed would give or not.
我告诉你，一个都不给。
Neither of them give up everything.
因为你给我才给你。
Because they demanded that the other side would give first.
换句话说, 你不给, 我也不给你。
So if you don't give me, I won't give you either.
你说, 哎呀, 这是小孩子嘛?
You say, oh, that's just kids.
哦, 你还是一样啊。
Same thing with us.
你同你的太太也是一样讲的。
Don't you talk the same way to your wife?
你不爱我, 我爱你干什么?
If you don't love me, why should I love you, right?
还不是一个样子啊?
Same way.
啊呀, 这个, 所以我们的人的这个爱实在不值钱了, 是 exchange. You love me, I love you. If you not love me, why should I love you?
Love is really worthless. It's only up for exchange.
这就是我们今天有问题了嘛?
And that's the root of the problem.
但是圣经给我们基督徒的生活不是这样的嘛?
But the Bible is teaching a different way for Christians.
就是你不 return to me, I give to you.
And even if I have get no return, I still will give. And that's the way our Jesus
is.
Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve.
他说我赦命, I give my life and ransom for many. I give my life. 我赦命做多人的所价。
He said, I came and I gave my life as a ransom for many.
主耶稣到世界上是给的嘛?
He came to this world to give.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters, I'm afraid to marry people now.
为什么呢?
Why?
这婚太吵就要找你这个证婚的牧师。Every
time they have an argument, they come to me.
所以我心里最好不证婚。
So I said, I best not marry anybody else.
若是两个证婚在那个台上的时候，在神的台前，都说, I give what I have to you.
Suppose the two of them said to each other at the ceremony, said, I give what I have to you.
I serve you. 两个都是这样.
If the both of them were willing to say that, I serve you, I give what I have, and I serve you.
我告诉你, 这样的marriage become a paradise.
And that kind of marriage were bound to become paradise.
但是大家都叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮叮 我煮饭明天你烧啊。
Today I'll cook. Tomorrow night your turn.
哎呀，那个先生说，哎呀，我做工累死了，我还不是累。
And the husband said, oh, I'm so tired from my job.
She said,
don't you think I'm tired?
就没有人可以说, oh, yeah, 我可以把我整个的生命给你。
And neither side is willing to say that, oh, yes, I'll give my whole life to you.
但是不要忘记, love is always two-way traffic. Love 是来去的。
But don't forget the love is two-way traffic.
从来没看见过一个人把这个舍掉就没有回来，没看见过。
I've never seen one to give out love and not receive love in return.
感谢赞美主。But
thank God for that.
为什么呢？在这里给我们看见了。
But here we see that.
啊，五个饼两个鱼分给人家，没了怎么样？
Five loaves and two fish will give away and be all gone, right?
我们大家告诉怎么样？
Then what happens?
啊，十二个篮子多下来了。
There are 12 basketfuls of leftovers.
对，每一个门后面背一个篮子都是面包，你数数看。
Every disciple is carrying a basket filled with the leftover.
我请问你那一天他们学了什么功课？
You know what lesson they learned that day?
我若是你在那里的话，以后你再不给不给？
If you were present at that day, at that time,
有没给吗？有没就不给了吗？
Would you ever give?
啊，有没给吗？没有给不给？
If I have, I'll give. If you don't,
给不给？
Will you give?
给不给？
Will you give?
我晓得你们不敢讲。
I know you're too chicken. If you don't, you won't give, right?
当他们自己不够给的时候，神的心感动。
But if they give out of their lack, God will touch their hearts.
所以神就来了。
And miracles will start to happen.
感谢赞美主啊。
We thank God.
五个饼两个鱼，不但是喂了那么多人，而且都下十二个篮子。
We not only fed 5,000 men with the five loaves of bread, but with 12 basketfuls of leftovers.
从来不要怕把你有的分给人。
Never be afraid to share what you have.
我今天在你们面前是一个活的见证。
Today I'm a living testimony before you.
感谢赞美主啊。
I thank God and praise.
若是我舍不得我把这个生命给人家，我不讲到心脏病，在家里休息，我也可以休息。
If I didn't want to share my life with other people, and just because for the fact that I had heart attacks, I deserved the time to rest at home.
我没有这么做啊。
But I didn't do that.
我在离开这个托伦斯。 3月25号在飞机上的时候，我做了一个祷告。
And on the airplane,
yeah, May 25th.
May 25th, 哪一年？
今年。
This year on May 25th on the airplane, I pray this way.
啊，我从那个教会 resign.
I resigned from my church.
我祷告说。
And my prayer was.
我说主啊，
Lord,
若是你还要用我这个老的生命。
If you still want to use this old life, old body,
我像我年轻的时候那样的, 全部献给你。
And I'll just give all to you like when I was young.
感谢赞美主啊。
I thank God and praise Him.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我知道一件事。
Because I know one thing.
你一给就一有。
When you give, you have more.
我已经72岁了。
I am 72 years old.
我这是第二次讲道了。
This is my second time preaching.
因为你们还用我讲下去，我没办法讲那么长。
And because you want me to preach more, so I couldn't possibly preach too long.
我本来是个身体最不好的一个人。
My health was the poorest.
但现在我的身体比我年轻的好多倍。
And yet, right now, I'm much stronger than even when I was young.
从前，沈师傅是个护士。我每一次讲道的时候，哇呀，生龙活虎的，到讲完了道以后，死狗一条。
My wife was a registered nurse, and I used to preach like fire. And after the sermon, I'd be like a dead dog.
他必须要跟我打针，我才能起来。And
he had to give me shots.
现在呢？
And now,
她身体不好，我也服侍她。
And her health was failing. I had to attend to her.
我告诉你，上帝是最公平的。
God is very fair.
年轻就是她服侍我，现在年老我服侍她。
When I was young, she attended to my needs, and now I attend to hers.
我们的小孩子都就很受感动。
And our children, they were really moved.
我说她是 fair. 从前她照顾我，现在我照顾她，与他们两样。
I said that's very fair. She used to care for me, now I care for her.
为什么呢？
Why?
神给我个好身体,
because God has given me health.
我能吃能睡, 感谢赞美主,
and I can eat, I can sleep.
Thank God.
Live like a tiger.
感谢赞美主, 你给,
and you give.
神给你更多,
God will give you more.
好不好?
Okay?
要不要最后听一个真的见证?
You'll hear one last true testimony.
要不要?
Don't blame me.
有一个英国的弟兄,
there's a brother in England.
他去参加一个 mission conference.
He attended a mission conference.
他听了那个宣教士做见证，很受感动。
And he was so moved by the testimony of a missionary.
他已经失了业了。
He's just lost his job.
他身上只有一磅，一个英镑。
And he had only 1 pound with him.
他受了感动，把最后的英镑就奉献了。
But he was moved, and he gave the last pound.
第二天呢，他要去找事。
Second day, he went out to look for job.
另外一个城。
It was in a different town.
他要去找事的话呢，他必须要坐火车。
And in order to reach the town, he had to take a train.
He had
£2.
He
gave £1.
那么第二天去找事。
So second day he was out looking for jobs.
他这个火车钱要两磅。
And the train fare cost £2.
他其实只有一磅。
He only had one.
所以他买了一半的路。
So he bought a one-way ticket.
所以一杯走一半的路。
I'm sorry, he bought a ticket for halfway.
And
then he was going to walk the half the distance. And he was really filled with joy.
他并不觉得，哎呀，我昨天这一磅不应该奉献，不然的话我今天坐火车到底啊。He
never thought that I shouldn't have given that £1 away, otherwise today I wouldn't have walked the half the distance. He was very happy.
I'm
telling you something that's strange. And if the joy that you have when you give out of your not having, your lacking, that kind of joy cannot be bought with money. When he got down from the train and started walking, he was filled with happiness. From the train station, and there was an advertisement.
找工作的广告，找工人的广告。
And there's a help wanted ad.
而且那个工作就是他的工作。
And that's exactly the kind of job he was looking for.
而那个工价呢？
And the wages they were paying
比他要去的那里头多一倍。
Doubled one the other job that he was going to interview for.
所以他一去interview就得到这个job。
And when he went into the interview, he got a job immediately.
我请问你，这个弟兄懊悔不懔悔？他奉献了一半。You
think he regretted he gave the other pound?
啊？啊？No. 你说他的工作，感谢上帝啊！我这个奉献一磅，神晓得。And
he said, you know, said, God knew my heart when I gave the £1.
感谢神。Thank
God.
从来没有一个人 out giving of God. 感谢神。
No one ever out give God.
你给了，你就有给也多。
You give and you receive more.
讲话也是一样。 讲话也是一样,
and the same way with speech.
若是有弟兄姊妹, 你用一句安慰的话,
if you can speak a word of consolation to someone,
这个他的态度改变,
and his attitude changed,
这是很帮助人的一件事,
and that's something that really ministered to that person.
真的, 我们一个行动,
an act, little act on our part,
我们就把我们的跟人家分享,
We share ourselves with someone else.
你不会给掉的, 你只会多的,
you never lose anything, and yet instead you receive more.
沈师母老是喜欢听我讲道,
my wife likes to hear me preach. And that's my greatest comfort.
若是沈师母不喜欢听我了，我要讲到别人了。
And if she didn't, then it would have been miserable for me to preach.
她每一次得了帮助,她就问我一句话,
and every time she found help, she would ask me this question.
你有那么多讲的呀?
He said, where did you find so much to talk about?
我们结婚50年了,
we've been married for 50 years.
她听了一个人讲道,听了50年了,
and she's been listening to someone preaching for 50 years.
她就问,你有那么多讲的?
And she said, you have that much to talk about, to preach?
我从来不回答她,
and I just smiled, never answered it.
所以我让她, 停在那个问题里,
and I just let her think about her own question.
我自己知道,
but I knew in my heart,
也讲就也有,
the more I preach, the more I receive.
感谢赞美主,
thank God.
让我们低头祷告,
let's bow our heads.
弟兄姊妹, 你们有活一个丰富的生命吗?
Brothers and sisters, you want a more abundant life?
有活一个abundant life.
You want to live out an abundant life?
给啊,
then give.
真的给,
really give.
甘心乐意给,
give willingly.
甘心乐意地给你太太给你丈夫,
willingly give to your husband and get a wife.
甘心乐意地给你的小孩子,
willingly give to your children.
甘心乐意地给你教会的弟兄姊妹,
willingly give to your brothers and sisters in the church.
甘心乐意地给主,
and willingly giving to God.
不会少的,
you will not be shortchanged.
反而多的,
instead, what you have will multiply.
主啊, 谢谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
这些事实在是我们天天学习的功课,
these are indeed the things that we learn each day.
求你改变我们的 outlook,
change our outlook of life.
让我们不像外教人一样,
that we will not think like the unsaved.
我们的人生不建立在钱上面,
that our life will not be built on the consideration of money.
让我们的生活建立生命建立在信心上面,
instead let us build our lives on faith.
让我们真正经历你的信实,
then we may experience your faithfulness,
你的丰富,
your abundance.
让这个信仰在我们里面是活的,
that we may have a living faith.
更是求主帮助我们从今天起, 我们也以给,
O Lord, help us to start giving from this day on.
求主让我们每一个人成为今天的神行神迹的一个 source,
and Lord, help us to become the sources of miracles from this day on.
求主让我们肯给,
give us the willingness to give.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer, Lord.
圣灵啊, 我把每一位交在你的手里面,
Holy Spirit, I commit each one here to you.
你这样感动我,
and the way that even as you move me,
哦, 主啊, 你感动这些弟兄姊妹,
I pray that you will move them likewise.
让他们不是听了就过去了,
that they not just heard the message and let it pass.
圣灵啊, 你继续在他们心中做工,
Holy Spirit, continue to work in their hearts.
在我们中间有的弟兄姊妹, 在我们祷告的时候, 你知道, 你常常以你自己的自私征战, 今天你祷告主啊, 求你帮助我, 让我真是 live a life, selfless life.
Dear brothers and sisters, if anyone here has been struggling with the selfish desire to live for yourselves, let us pray to God that from this day on we will live a selfless life.
让你真正能够活一个丰富的生活,
and that's the way to live an abundant life.
我今天在神面前就这么祷告,
and this is the way I'll pray before the Lord.
我没有来以前就这么祷告,
and this is the way I pray before I came.
你愿意不愿意参加我这个祷告?
Are you willing to join me in this prayer?
主啊, 我愿意做这么样一个门徒,
Lord, I want to be such a disciple.
若是有这样的人,
if there's such a man,
你同我一同站在神的面前,
then let's stand up before the Lord together.
你就站你的座位上,你就站起来站在主的面前,
rise up at your seat.
我们有东张西望,
don't look around
我也不看你,
I'm not going to look at you.
我也就是看我自己,
I'm just looking at myself.
我愿意把我自己每一分钟时间每一个生命,
I'm willing to give every minute of my life, every cell of my body to God.
谢谢神,
We thank you, God. I thank him for giving me a joyous life. And God will give you the same kind of joyous life. You can stand up before him. I'm not going to look at you. Because this is none of my business. This is your business. You stand before the Lord. But in my heart, I really wish that every one of you would stand up. But this is your own decision. And it's between you and God. I'll give you 1 minute of time. And I'll start praying. And I'll start praying for you.
Oh, 我们的恩主，虽然我不知道多少人站在你的面前，但愿这一些弟兄姊妹的，却是把他们自己放在你的手中，活一个照你今天教导菲利的那个生活。哦，我的恩主，让他们的家庭蒙恩，让这个教会蒙恩，让我们这个四周围的这个community蒙恩。我的恩主啊，求你怜悯我们。 主啊，我感谢你，你这样的对我讲话，你这样的在我的生命里面工作，我也相信你照样在这一般的弟兄姊妹心中做工。哈利路亚，赞美主，谢谢你。我主啊，让我们真能够每一个人活一个abundant life。哦，我的恩主啊，我们何等呢？我们多少是我们觉得我们有了生命，但是我们觉得我们软弱。 我们常常战斗站不起来，我们要做的事就做不出来。哦，我们的主啊，我们常常有一些失败的经历，我们的家庭里面仍然有些不快乐的事。我的恩主啊，我们教会办事的时候，我们常常觉得好像这个也不对，那个也不对。我的恩主啊，求你让我们今天每一个弟兄、每一个姊妹站起来的，主啊，你纪念他们，但愿你圣灵感应记在他们身上，你带领他们走这个信心的道路，让他们懂得怎么在信心的增长，让你的丰富解除他们，使人都会享受。我的恩主啊，感谢。 赞美你，你是何等奇妙的神！就是我们的信心不够，是我们不能把你丰富的恩典同人分享。但愿你今天接触这些弟兄姊妹，在你面前的祷告，你现在向你的表示，你见了他们。圣灵啊，你如何带领我，你带领这些弟兄姊妹。 我恭敬虔诚，把他们每一位都交在恩主你的手里面。我不能一个一个的安守为他们祷告。圣灵啊，求你安守在他们头上，你用恩膏膏他们，让他们每一个人今天站在你面前，下来的时候就不同，因为他清楚的，他愿意活一个你要叫他活的生活。圣灵啊，你听我这样恳切的祷告，我是无用的仆人，但是我奉主的名祷告的，你不能不听。圣灵啊，谢谢你。 再一次谢谢你，继续说的，明天、后天的聚会交在你的手中，奉耶稣基督的名。